This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
In all things, give thanks. That's what it says in the Bible. And so I want to give thanks right now that we, you and I, are here on this show together today. And I am so grateful and so thankful that I have been put in a position to be able to be speaking with you right now. And today I'm not alone. And I just want to tell you that I have a reoccurring guest, somebody that's been on here before. And she's a singer. She's so much more than just a singer. She's a singer and she has a great message to share with us today. And we're going to play a couple of her songs today. And her name is Stephanie Scovolo. So, Stephanie, I'm just going to get right into it. And the message today, or the show today, in case you're wondering, and I don't want you to tune out, because even when we say what the message is about, the Holy Spirit is right here. And he's going to give you a message today, even if it's not on the general message. So understand that if you've tuned in, don't tune out, because there is something here for you, I guarantee you. And When Stephanie and I were discussing today's show, we were talking about, you know, what's the main message or what is it we're trying to accomplish here today? And what came to mind was to look at the little things was something that came from Stephanie's mouth. And what came to me was we choose to see what we want to see. And sometimes what we want to see maybe not be the same thing that God wants us to see. And so I just encourage you to open up your eyes and ask the Lord to reveal to you what it is he wants you to see. So, Stephanie, welcome today to the show.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you're here with us again today.
Yeah, now, definitely. Me too.
Yeah. Going back, how we met was kind of an interesting thing, and I just want to bring that up again because you know what? Sometimes we don't know what blessing's going to come down our path, but we have to be open to it, don't we? Mm-hmm. I was at Bel Air Presbyterian Church, and I was doing a show. There was a women's conference, and I had a table because I was promoting my book, Learning to Breathe, and I was also promoting E-Cola. So I had this table, and the view is just gorgeous there, and I'm standing out there, and I had to get up at 3 in the morning and drive a long distance to get there. And sometimes, you know, blessings come out of sacrifice. So I sacrificed and I was there. And all of a sudden, here comes Stephanie, and she comes up to the table and she starts talking to me about environmental issues and how she doesn't like to use any type of chemical. Mm-hmm. And she was more interested in what E-Cola was doing as far as the environment. And because I could tell that she had a heart and a concern for herself, but also for many, many, many others, because she's had issues and she was trying to get to the bottom of the issues and trying to make it a healthier place for her, her family, and so on. And so we started talking, and she was asking me questions, and I was really intrigued by her. And then at the very end of the conversation, she mentioned that she was a singer. And I said, well, why don't you send me your song or send me something? And in the mail, I got a CD. Or no, you had a CD in your pocket or in your purse.
Yeah.
And you handed me a CD. And on my way home that day, I put that CD into my car and I listened. And I just loved the precious sound of her voice. And we're all going to listen to a couple of her songs. The first song that she wants us to hear is called Set It Free, and it was the first song you ever wrote, and you were 13.
Yeah, I wrote it when I was 13, and I just recently reproduced it. I've had like 3 different versions of it, and my dad swears by the first one was the best. Yeah, I recently reproduced it, mastered it, and I'm real happy with it. And the message is still, you know, the same as it was then. Basically, the reason I wrote it, I guess even as a child, is I was trying to minister to myself as an artist to let go and let God. And so many artists, you know, they strive and strive and they want things to happen and they really want to succeed, but they lose sight of resting. And that word rest is just something it's hard to understand as an artist because you have all this energy. So Set It Free is a little bit about that, letting go and letting God. And it's a pleasure to be able to reproduce a song that you wrote when you were a child.
What was going on at 13 that would create this song in your heart? What was going on with you? Can you be vulnerable with us a little bit?
You know, it's interesting as I think about it. I've always been pretty driven. Back then, I would listen a lot to, I guess Amy Grant was my main.
Oh, I love her too.
Yeah, she was my main inspiration. Still is today, yes. Actually. I was really inspired by some of her stuff, like If These Walls Could Speak, and just the simplicity, you know, in the production and just the message and the true voice in it. But I remember I got out of the bed like 3 a.m., had my little tape recorder cassette, and is that dating it? No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
Get out of the bed and just, okay, I'm gonna record this. And I, you know, I would record myself all the time on cassettes, like, okay, this is a new idea. And I would sing it into the cassette. And it just, honestly, this song and another one actually that I haven't redone, but two of them that same night came to me just like that. And I said, wow, Lord, this is the beginning of songwriting, I guess. It was great. Thinking about it now, it's just like, you know, music is a big gift from the Lord, and that's who the glory needs to be to, because, you know, how else can we look at it? It's a gift to be able to do it.
So you were in your bed. Did you go to sleep when you, you know, sometimes the last thought we have in our minds before we go to sleep is something your brain keeps working once you're asleep. That's been,
probably,
that's a fact. And so you were thinking before you went to sleep.
I know what I was thinking about.
What were you, she's got her fingers on her chin. She's really doing some thinking.
Yeah. Well, it may hit home for a lot of people, you know, sometimes as a child, what's going on in the house, good or bad, or, you know, not so peaceful, maybe resonating with you in a subconscious way. And, you know, as a child, you don't know really how to filter that stuff and how to deal with it. So I dealt with it through music, you know, the arguing or whatever that I don't hold against them. But there was a little bit of arguing going on. And so my heart goes out to people that also have been through that. And, you know, all parents argue, but for a kid, it looks like a big deal. So I turned to music, and I guess that's why this song and the other one is called Peace. So maybe it was a combination of thinking about, I really want to be the peacemaker. I was always kind of the peacemaker in the house and always the defender. And y'all don't need to argue, and I need to fix this, and I need to, you know, and I just was always the real defender of everybody. And
so how many out there can relate to that? I know I can.
Yeah.
You know, we want to fix it and make it better, right? And keep the peace in the family. I can totally relate. And I know there's many people listening right now that fit that same bill. So, you know, arguing is going to happen in a household. It's going to happen. And you're right. You hit it right on the head that children, they don't realize that arguing is fairly normal. But how we argue and how loud, you know, how many decimals is this going up? And can we choose our battles and do it more effectively and healthy? Those are the questions that we need to ask to be a mature adult. And the poor little ears that are listening, you know, it can be very insecure. It can make them very insecure and uncomfortable in the household. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you're just tuning in, stay with us because we have a lot to talk about, and I know that it's going to be of help. And if you're new to The Sue Free Show, I just want to let you know that you can go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, there are 4.5 years of podcasts. And you can go there for subject matter, guests, and dates. If you want to recall anything that you might have heard in the past, or you want to share it, please share it with those other people that you love or that you feel need a little bit of encouragement or lifting up or whatever the case may be. So getting back right into the show, we're talking to Stephanie, and we're talking about the first song that the Lord kind of put in her heart. She jumped right up out of bed at 3 a.m., and she started dictating or singing it into a tape recorder. Remember those? And now we have this phone, these smartphones that have recorders on it, and now we can still do it, and it's with our phone. So it's really nice to be able to have that. I don't use mine like I should, and I really should. Even for journalizing, you know, you can do that. You can put thoughts into that tape recorder and keep them for later if you need to remember something. And Stephanie has something written on her hand, I'm just going to tell you, and it says fridge on her hand. And we said, what is that about? She goes, well, I have something in the fridge that I have to get out. So it's a reminder for me. And I just,
I had already left them in the car and they're Whole Foods groceries, so I'm not going to let those go to waste.
No, absolutely not. So is now a good time, or is there anything else you want to say about the song before we actually listen to the song?
Yeah, well, the last thing I would like to say is, as an artist, I know there's a lot of artists out there listening, try to really focus on rest. And I know that you really want to see your dreams come to fruition, and you want to do great things for God and all this, and you really love your craft, but just try to focus on rest sometimes, because sometimes in the rest is where we find the answers and we hear God. And it's what I was telling you, Sue, about I did something for God, and I didn't, you know, I said, I'm gonna license this song, and then here comes right behind it a song for, you know, actual pretty good amount of money. And so sometimes when we do, it's not that we want reward or we want those things, but sometimes when you're faithful in the little things, God will give you the bigger things. And
amen.
You know,
that's so true. That's biblical. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
So now can we listen to this song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Intense desire burns in my soul. Hope for the future before I grow old. And the yearning cannot be expressed in words, but the gentle hand that guides me knows what lies ahead. Set it free, he speaks to me. I always find he has his time. Oh, Jesus, you're everything to me. Take all I have and ever hope to be. He's the shepherd of my heart, and I'm putting my hope in him. He's the song of the morning when the night has no end. And his love, it never grows cold, and he's waiting for me to just believe. Plans, but he gave me a second chance. The world tried to take the best from me, but he gave me strength to dream. Set it free, he speaks to me. I always find he has his time. Oh, Jesus, you're everything to me. Take all I have and ever hope to be. Set it free, he speaks to me. I always find he has his time. Jesus, you're everything to me. So take all I have and ever hope to be. So take all I have and ever hope to be. And ever hope to be.
You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And today in studio with me is Stephanie Scovolo. That was an amazing song.
Thank you.
The words in the song, can you just give me a few of those words?
Intense desire burns in my soul. Hope for the future before I grow old. The yearning cannot be expressed in words, but the gentle hand that guides me knows what lies ahead. Set it free, he speaks to me. This gift is mine, but he has his time. Jesus, you're everything to me, so take all I have and ever hope to be.
That is so great. Oh,
thank you.
You know, the scripture, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rest in him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so awesome. You know, I so often bring up Jesus Calling from Sarah Young, and I always say, and it's so amazing, but it's God. You know God's there when something amazing happens and you're going, wow, that's so amazing. So I pulled up today's date, and I'm going to read from today's date, and this is printed a long time before this day was planned out, because it was only planned out recently. Mm-hmm. So let me read this, and it's amazing. It says, "Bring me your weakness and receive my peace. Accept yourself and your circumstances just as they are, remembering that I am sovereign over everything. Do not wear yourself out with analyzing and planning. Instead, let thankfulness and trust be your guides through this day. They will keep you close to me. As you live in the radiance of my presence, my peace shines upon you. You will cease to notice how weak or strong you feel, because you will be focusing on me. The best way to get through this day is step by step with me. Continue this intimate journey, trusting that the path you are following is headed for heaven." Scriptures that go along with this are, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." With peace. Do you want some peace in your life? I know I do. And that was Psalm 29:11. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." There's another scripture, and that's Numbers 6:24. "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation." Psalm 13:5. Isn't that fantastic? It goes right along with what
set
we're...
set it free.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Wearing yourself out. I heard that. That was really like a hitting home with me, because, boy, as an artist and trying to market your career and everything, you can wear yourself out if you're not careful and you lose sight on, you know, why you're doing it in the first place.
Right.
You know, do you love music? Do you love God? Yes. So stop focusing on all those other things and get sight of that again is what, anyway, that's.
And that's so great. And you're speaking to those other artists, but let's look at that just from a mother's perspective. She can get worn out just on the day-to-day of taking care of that child. And sometimes we say yes when maybe we should be saying no. Does that resonate with anyone out there? You know, if you're saying yes to too many things and you're taken away from what matters, then it's time to regroup and to be able to say no. You just got to train yourself. And you know what? The first time you do it might feel uncomfortable, but after you do it a couple times, it's kind of freeing to say no. Because, you know, maybe there's somebody else out there that could do that, and choose only what you need to do. Preserve yourself for what God has intended for you to do. That was a word to me recently, and I'm just going to give that word on to you, that think about it, and if there's somebody else that can do it, let them do it. But if it's something that God's created for you to do, such as singing, you know, writing a book, just mothering, it's so important to be a good mother and a good wife. Mm-hmm. So if that's what has been chosen for you, then just do it to the best of your abilities, because you're doing it all for God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to being a mother. I've already told you about that.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about how it affects my career. I just know God's got it all, and I'm surely not going to miss out on having a precious child.
How many songs have you written?
Probably like 50 or 60 by now.
Wow. And each one of them has the same amount of message that this one that we just listened to?
You know, they all have different messages, and they're like different little chapters in my life, and so it's pretty interesting how you can, it's great to be able to express, and you know, something through a song, and just, it's a means of getting it out. It's almost like exercising. you're releasing, and so it's really powerful for me. Even just writing a melody sometimes can really release something. It's, you know, instead of holding it in and keeping that, and instead you can release it and, you know, set it free, basically.
Set it free. Mm-hmm. I think of a butterfly when I think mm-hmm. of set it free. I think of a butterfly. I don't know why. I just do. I picture this butterfly being set free.
And, yeah.
You know,
from the cocoon all wrapped up.
Yeah, the metamorphosis of, you know, you're all, you know, you start out as a worm, and you mm-hmm. eat, and then you have a cocoon, and then this new creation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like resurrection. It's like a new beginning.
Right.
And this is a new year, and it is a new beginning. Mm-hmm. We're going to start fresh now, and we're going to do things maybe differently, because we want something different to happen. Did you know that you get what you tolerate? That's a new one for me too. You get what you tolerate. And if we're tolerating being exhausted all the time, then we can do something about that too. Because mm-hmm. you're saying to rest. You know, you're saying to rest and not to not get so tied up into everything. So letting go and letting God, you know, we don't have to do it all, do we? It's refreshing to know that we don't have to do it all.
Mm-mm. And there's power in proclaiming, I've learned recently, affirmations and speaking those things as if they were, like Joel Osteen. I'm from Houston, so I love his I Am little booklet.
Mm-hmm.
And just proclaiming the promises of God and say, you know, God, I will get a phone call today that's positive. I receive these opportunities. And just instead of, you know, you can say, oh, everything is, you know, no, in Jesus' name, I'm going to proclaim and speak positivity. And it does work. It's hard, but it lifts your spirit too.
Well, your spirit hears your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you say out of your mouth affects your body and your spirit and everything. This morning, I just kept saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I kept saying it over and over and over again because I needed to hear me say that.
Right.
And it's true. He says that. That's his scriptures. I can do all things, and so can you. We just need to proclaim it. I love that, proclaiming. And Our words are very powerful, and we need to be careful and guard our mouth and guard our tongues and only say what's going to bring fruit.
That's true.
Yes.
Don't want to give a foothold.
Right.
And you know the one, joy of the Lord is my strength, is one that I always hold on to, because joy is different than happiness. It's like joy is something that you choose and God gives to you. That, you know, I don't know, it's like a explosion of happiness, I guess, and can only come through knowing him, I believe,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
even in our circumstances.
Yeah.
And sometimes those are not pleasant, but we still can find joy and give thanks in our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Stephanie, we're going to be back after this short break, and we're going to have another song, and you're going to explain that one to us, and we have something for everyone. So stay tuned to part two of the Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at suefreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for allowing us to be on this show today. And the book, Learning to Breathe, I highly recommend it to anybody that has any type of chemical sensitivities, anybody that's concerned about asthmatic, a family member or a friend, anybody that has asthma, environmental people, people that are interested and want to know more about how they can have better indoor air quality, because that's what the book is about. It's my personal journey with my son, and I learned so much, and I just wanted to share all that I've learned because I think it's important. And that is the passion behind the connection with Ecola, is being environmentally friendly, because I wanted to find a way to get rid of the problems, because they do exist and they're not going to go away. But I wanted to have a way to handle it that was a healthier, better way to do it, that protects our environment, protects our most expensive investment, our home, but more importantly, our priceless valuables, which is our children, our pets, you know, and the environment, because, you know, this is the only environment we have. It's the only earth we have. So we need to take care of it. And that goes right along with Stephanie Scovolo and her song, Begin Again. She's talking about a lot of those things. And when I watched the video and I listened to the words, I know she was going towards environmental, but I thought of marriage because, you know, each of us, if you are in a marriage and you've been in it at any time at all, or maybe not, maybe just a few years, but it's become kind of stale. It's become kind of complacent. That's not what we want, and that's not what God wants out of our marriages. You know, they're supposed to challenge us, and they're supposed to make us feel better and more, not less. And so we want to add to this tank, not take away. It's deposits we make into each other's love banks. Instead of taking away, we're giving in. And the same with our environment. We don't want to take away from our environment. We want to add to it by being here. And so how do you do that? What are the things that we can do? Another thing from the very beginning of the show is we see what we want to see. And something that Stephanie mentioned is that, you know, she goes down the beach and she'll pick up bottle caps. Very small little item, but it can cause a huge problem. Plastic bags for seagulls and how they die, right, Stephanie?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a strong passion for that.
Yes, you do.
I have, like, I almost to the point of, like, I grieve for, you know, the animals. I, you know, some people may be, wow, gosh, Stephanie, but hey, you know that the earth is like 90, I think it's about 90% water. Also, you know, the other day I was praying about my new ministry that I'm going to start, Pray for the Pacific. And I was looking up scriptures based on water, and I found this scripture about the Lord found the, something about he found the earth on the seas, he established it on the waters.
Hmm.
And I said, wow, that's powerful to me, because water is such a, I don't know, it's such a important thing to me, and just being around water and being at the ocean. And I know it is for a lot of people. I mean, our body is made up of so much water, so we have to take care of the bodies of water the Lord's given us and not be lazy and leave those things behind, because they do add up. And there is a problem, especially in the Pacific, with a lot of other things going on that were out of our control. But these things that we can do are so simple, but they make a big difference. And what you were talking about, the air, also something came to me about your Ecola and the book and everything. You know, when I went chemical free in my house, the air changed.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow, something here is different.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like when somebody becomes born again and you're a different person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like the place, the energy, everything was different in my house. And it's liberating. I know people don't know where to start, and they don't know how to, you know, ditch those chemical toilet bowl cleaners and ditch the, you know, the millions of stuff under the bathroom counter. Anyways, another passion of mine is helping people do that, and how, you know, where to start and what products to replace those with that are, you know, earth friendly, because they do exist. And there's so many earth friendly solutions for that. And I like what you said about the air inside your house. It's like,
it's very important. And those that are in their house are much more prone to sickness than outside. You know, there's been so much talk about smog and, you know, the ozone layer. But really, with the materials that they're using for constructing new homes, they're not porous, so they don't breathe. So there's a lot of synthetics, and what it does is it causes everything to stay stale inside the house. So whatever we put in there is staying there. It doesn't have a way to escape unless we open up the windows and get the outside air inside. There's so much, and this book will help people with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about a little bit about Begin Again, which is the name of your the next song that we're going to listen to. And begin again. You know, how many out there, you, do you want to begin again? Do you want to start over? You know, the beauty of it is we can. We can. We can start today and make a difference starting today. Mm-hmm. The past is gone. It's over with. Last year is gone. This is a new year, a new day. Isn't that refreshing just to realize mm-hmm. that we can begin again?
It's never too late to
no,
make
as
a
long
little
as we
change.
Have breath. As long as we have breath, there's hope, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So tell us about this song, Begin Again.
Well, it has two messages in it. What you were talking about marriages, that is one of the messages. My own testimony is, you know, yes, marriage is challenging, and I've been married 12 years, and there has been ups and downs, but I can tell you this, with all the things that I've been through, it should be gone, like I should be divorced, but God, you know, I want to just say that, you know, what we do put in is very important, because a lot of times you're looking for the other person to please you, you're looking for your needs to be met, and sometimes we need to say, hey, I need to unconditionally love, I need to give in to this, even if the other person isn't as giving right now, I'm going to keep showering and keep doing this for God, and then you see a change little by little, and it starts to happen, and I feel like this year is one of the first real big awakenings we've had in our marriage in a big way, like just recently with that. And my husband's really starting to open up and express himself. And, you know, we're from different backgrounds. So he's from Europe. I'm from South in America, Texas. So we come, he comes from more quiet. I come from very expressive. So I was real strong. He was real quiet. So we're kind of learning to come to the middle. And, you know, it's never, a lot of people think, you know, my marriage is so far, I just can't get back. But it's never too late. When you have God in the middle, and even if one person is stronger in the Lord than the other, you can still, there's still hope. There's always hope. It may take a lot of sacrifice emotionally for one person for a while, but it's worth it, because God loves marriage, and he does want to see, you know, see marriages succeed, but we got to give into it, and sometimes it's not easy to be the giver. So I know on my side, you know, I've had that feeling sometimes, I'm just giving, but sometimes it turns around, you know. And the other message in Begin Again is, like we were talking about earlier, about the environment and how precious it is, and those little, you know, those little animals, they are innocent, and they cannot speak for themselves. They can't do anything about, you know, protecting themselves against these harmful things, and we have to be their defender. We have to be wise enough to, you know, to pick up the little bottle caps and do those things. And for me, it's a joy to walk the beach and pick up whatever I can. But the message is also for, you know, us to be responsible ourselves and do that, because they are precious. They're not going to be like around forever if we don't take care of them.
That's right. You know, even a simple thing like being a dog owner and walking your dog, if you don't pick up mm-hmm. what your dogs leave behind, that ends up in our water. It ends up in our sewers. And, you know, the water that's there, it has to go through process, but we end up drinking water. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can as a responsible person to make sure that our environment is kept as clean and nice as possible. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And thank you, San Diegans, for listening in and connecting with me on the SueFreeze.com site. I really, really, really want to connect with each and every one of you. So please let me know that you're listening. You know, I'm talking to this little mic here, and we're sitting here in a studio. And, you know, it's just hard to know who's listening and what kind of reaction or response, or if there's been changes that have been made because of something that the Lord has spoke through one of us here at the studio. It's nice to hear those things. You know, we're trying to be encouragers to you, and it's nice to get some encouragement back. Or if you have some criticism, I am open and willing to accept that too. Why? Because I want to be the best I can be for God. And there's a message there, isn't there? That each one of us should be willing and vulnerable enough to say, what can I do to be better? Whether you're a wife, a mother, you know, an employee or a boss, we need to ask the questions, how can I serve you better? How can I be better in the position I'm in? with you. And when we ask the question, be willing and vulnerable enough to receive it and do something about it. Because if we're just listeners of the word, it doesn't do much good. It's just like if you learn, you know, a new talent, if you learn something and you don't put it to use, what good is it? There's a lot of very smart, intelligent people out there that are not utilizing what God has given them. And I just would say to each one of you that whether you're going to walk down the beach and pick up a bottle cap or pick up your dog, you know what, you know, whatever it is that you need to do in order to be a responsible adult or responsible person, do those things, you know, because you're going to make this environment a better place, make this world a better place. And we're supposed to love one another. And that's what that would show other people, is that we're loving other people, right? We're supposed to love one another. Put God first and love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. So to begin again, we have a new beginning, don't we? Today is a new day. So we can start this day and we can do something different. So look at what's in your life that you can make a difference on and do it. Whatever that is, whatever it is. Begin again when you listen to it, or if you go to her site. I'm talking to Stephanie Scovolo, and it's S-C-O-V-O-L-O. You go to her site and you can listen, and you also can watch a video. And the video is really well done. I really like the video. It's wonderful. Why don't we listen to the song? Is that okay? Or do you want to say something about the song, more about the song before we?
Oh, just it means a lot to me, and the, you know, the ocean means a lot to me. And that's, I started the PrayForThePacific.com and .org actually for a future beach cleanup and prayer walk, so that, you know, the mission can be spread, and hopefully I'll get that off the ground. And then also I'm trying to help other people go chemical free in their house. And so if anybody wants to contact me about that, I can give you some info on that, because I have a really strong passion for better life. You know, better health is also what you eat, what you use, what you put on your body, what you put inside, and it's all related. I have a lot of passion for that and helping people in that way.
That's our connection. I think that's one of the biggest connections, is that we both have a desire to do the most with what we have and our knowledge. So if you'd like to contact Stephanie or go to her site, it is S-T-E-F as in Frank, A-N as in Nancy, I, Stephanie Scovolo, and that's S as in Sam, C as in cat, O, V as in Victor, O, L as in love, O, S-C-O-V-O-L-O.com. Let's listen to the song Begin Again.
Try to carry it alone.
Isn't that absolutely beautiful? And I really recommend that you go to her site and watch the video because it's really well done. And, you know, you see, it's just really well done. What can I say?
So should we give him a clue? No.
You can give him a clue.
Well, it's you know, it has reference to some of the ocean life that's in trouble, but then also the positive side that if we take care of them, it also shows the beauty of everything there. And then, you know, also has the marriage.
Yeah.
The marriage it's really element.
Nice. It's really nicely done. Really nicely
done. And my doggie is in it.
Yeah, I know. It's a
She's
nice
She's a
dog.
Big star now.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
been in two videos now.
I want to read from the book again because this goes right along with what we're talking about. It says, "Come to me and rest. I'm all around you to bless and restore. Breathe me in with each breath. The way just ahead of you is very steep. Slow down and cling tightly to my hand. I'm teaching you a difficult lesson learned only by hardship. Lift up empty hands of faith to receive my precious presence. Light, life, joy, and peace flow freely through this gift. When your focus turns away from me, you grasp for other things. You drop the glowing gift of my presence as you reach the lifeless ashes. Return to me, regain my presence." That goes right along with what we're talking about as far as begin again. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." That's Matthew 11:28. I love to reference scriptures because I think the scriptures is what really sets us free.
Mm-hmm.
And we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so we need to keep those words close to us, because we can lean on those in times of trials and tribulations, and even in the good times.
The Sunday school memorization of scriptures really meant something, because they come back to you as an adult.
Yes, they do.
That there's power in that. A lot of people don't think there is power in memorizing scriptures, but there is, really.
Yeah.
They come, you know, to you like when you need them.
Right. Awanas is a program for children, and it helps the adults too, because the adults are helping the children learn the scriptures when maybe the adults didn't know the scriptures to begin with. So it helps both. And so, parent, if you're if that is available to you, or you could seek this out, Awanas is a great program that teaches memorization of scriptures and biblical principles to live by. So, you know, E.C.O.L.A. is about the environment. It's about protecting our homes, and also to try to take care of killing termites and bugs using the alternative treatment ways, which goes along with what you were talking about as far as finding other ways to get rid of the problem without using harmful chemicals. If you can, it's a good thing. It doesn't mean that you just stop altogether and don't do anything, because you have to do something, you know, to clean your house. You have to clean your house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And sometimes it takes more than just water, so you need to know. So give me an idea. Give everyone, you know, a suggestion. How about vinegar? Is that a chemical? Or?
Well, I'll just say one thing that I use as far as replacing shower gel and also to wipe the counters and everything is Dr. Bronner's, which is Castile. It's an old method, you know, Castile soap.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, when you wash your hands with that, you see the dirt come off and you don't feel the film on your hands like you do with some of those other soaps. And I'd love to impart, you know, this knowledge to people. If they want to get in touch with me, I could help them, you know, as a consultant to figure this out, because I think that you can start with just a few things and not get overwhelmed, and you can really make a difference. You don't have to do everything at once. You can just start with a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really powerful. I mean, choosing, like we were talking about, the eye drops,
mm-hmm.
the homeopathic ones instead of, and I know at first it's scary, but if you just try it, sometimes you'll find out, wow, this works better.
Right.
I feel better, and it's actually working, and it's not burning my skin.
That's a good thing. We don't want to burn our skin or burn our eyes or anything else for that matter. So in closing, Stephanie, we started this show with Set It Free, which is a song you wrote when you were 13 years old. And overall, you were saying it's letting go and letting God, and mm-hmm. it's resting in Him and not getting so caught up in trying to get everything done,
right.
but resting in Him and letting Him take over and let Him work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part of the show was about begin again, because we can. We can begin again. And I wanted to let all the listeners know where they can contact you.
Yeah, you can contact me for my music, for my side consultant business about helping you become chemical free in your life, in the house, and how to live better, eat better. You can also find out about my Pray for the Pacific Beach cleanup and prayer walk and all these great things by just going to one site, and it's myname.com. So it's StephanieScovolo.com, and that's S like Sam, T like Tom, E, F like Frank, A, N like Nancy, I, S like Sam, C like Cat, O, V like Victor, O-L-O. So that's StephanieScovolo.com. And you can reach me right there. Very easy. I'm easy to find.
So you can get all, you know, get a taste of her songs. You can see the videos. You can get a connection with her regarding all the other things that she's involved in, that she has passions for. Mm-hmm. We need to be passionate about something in our lives. And if you're not, I recommend you find something that you're passionate about and go after it. And
exactly.
You know what? Dream big. Could you dream big and don't let anybody talk you out of it? Just go for it. I know God will make it happen if it's supposed to happen. So, unless you talk yourself out of it. God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.